Welcome to the 15-question pop quiz from McGill at Daf Yudal, plus the three bonus questions from previous Maseches. Number one, which Daf do you learn that there's a Masorah that wherever Yehi B'Mei is mentioned in Tanakh, it always connotes that there's going to be a Tsar? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number two, which Daf does Shmuel bring a Pasuk to teach that Kadosh Baruch Hu appointed various leaders to save us when we were in each Galus? That's on Daf Yudal. Good. Number three, which Daf do you learn the difference between Nedarim and Nedavos, and that the source for the distinction is from the word Alav? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number four, which Daf do you learn the source that the Torah can be written in Greek? That's on Daf Tes. Good. Number five, which Daf does Gemara clarify the miscalculations about Shatzar and Achashverosh made when trying to determine the end of the 70 years? That's on Daf Yidov. Good. Number six, which Daf do you learn that Esther sent a message to the Chachamim of Kisfuni with Doris and they initially resisted? That's on Daf Zion. Good. Number seven, which Daf do you learn that Rabbi Yonason opened his shiur on the Megillah that referred to the downfall of Bava, including the death of Vashti? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number eight, which Daf do you learn that the only difference between the Kohen Meshuch B'Shem and HaMishcha and the Merubah Bagadim is the Parabal called Mitzvos? That's on Daf Test. Good. Number nine, which Daf do you learn that Rabbi Yitzchak heard that offerings were brought in Beis Chonyo in Alexandria? That's on Daf Yud. Good. Number ten, which Daf do we learn that only Mitzvah Muchad does Priya Ufrima? He grows his hair long and rends his garments. That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 11, which Daf do we learn that a Zub who sees three Rios is also Chayv a Carbon, which is a pair of birds? That's on Daf Ches. Good. Number 12, which Daf were Psukim brought to show that Megillas Esther was written Baruch HaKodesh? That's on Daf Zion. Good. Number 13, which Daf do we learn about Gemamiya of Edom and of all the Roman chieftains? That's on Daf Vav. Good. Number 14, which Daf do we learn that Shulmelech was not counted with the three emperors that ruled the world because he also ruled over the upper worlds? That's on Daf Yidov. Good. And number 15, which Daf do we learn that one who says Yigatu Matzasi Tamein? That's on Daf Bob. Excellent. Now the three bonus questions. Number one, which of the three things that a Kohen ascends the left side of the ramp of the Mizbeach for? That's on Daf Memches and Sukkah. Good. Number two, which Daf did we learn that one can rely on the Rav's communal Erev Tavshilin Bidiyevet? That's on Daf Tezayin and Beah. Good. And number three, which Daf did we learn that we fast on the 9th of Av and not the 10th of Av, because that's when the Beis HaMikdash began to burn? That's on Daf Chavtes and Tainus. Excellent. All right, that concludes the pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.